Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, May the 15th, 2026, halfway through the month of May, 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio, as always, on Friday night by Matt Morgan. Matt, how are you?
Doing pretty well.
Good to be with you here on a Friday night, as always.
Yep.
What's coming up on your show tonight at 10 o'clock?
Tonight we are going to be talking mainly politics. There's a few sports stories, but or mainly football. But one that has to do with both, so that'll be exciting.
So you got it all involved, all encompassed. politics, and sports tonight, coming up at 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. Well, last night, as we told you this morning, we played some clips this morning from the Big Bravo competition last night at Bucci's, which was a lot of fun. Matt and I attended, as I said, and we had a lot of good time last night. Matt, what did you think of it?
Yeah, it was great.
Right, and we're lucky enough to be joined tonight for the duration of the program, and also adding some entertainment to the program tonight. One of the performers in the competition, Patience Delaney. Patience, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Glad to be here.
Patience, tell us all about yourself. Where do you go to school? How'd you get involved in music? The whole bit.
All about myself. Okay, I go to Pleasant High School. Gone there all my life. I have always loved music. I started it when I was little. I have videos of me singing Taylor Swift to my mom. My cousins didn't love it, but I loved it. And I got involved in my school's musical in eighth grade, and I've been doing it ever since. This year I actually had a lead role as Violet in 9 to 5, so that was a great show. It was a lot of fun. And I do choir, not band. That was kind of my best friend's thing, but I've done it as long as I can remember.
Getting ready to graduate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Next week.
How excited are you?
I'm thrilled to be gone.
Really?
Yes.
Ready to be done with high school?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, where are you headed after high school?
I will be attending OSUM. I've already been accepted, and I think that I have a full-ride scholarship. I have kind of a combination of a couple. Governor's scholarship, it's like $20,000, and then the Whirlpool Sons and Daughters, that's $30,000.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and I should only have to be going for 2 years to get my bachelor's in business.
Oh, very nice, very nice. What do you hope to be?
I hope to be some sort of set prop designer, actually, for the palace, and whatever job gets me the money, you know, I have a job set up to work at the bank in Columbus, Chase Bank. But what I want to do is I want to design props, sets, pieces, everything like that. Costumes. I love making costumes for the palace and high schools around Marion.
What is it about music that interests you?
Music just, it tells a story. There's so much emotion that can be given through like listening and performing music.
What is it about show music, like Broadway music, that is of interest to you?
Oh, it's so entertaining. Like, from the first moment they walk on stage in a musical, they have your attention. Like, we did Mamma Mia 2 years ago, and I'm calling her out right now. She's probably busy. But my friend Carly Cruz, she was a lead role, Sophie, and she just walked on stage and started singing. Nothing really to go with it, just her and a mailbox, and she just grabbed you as soon as you saw her.
What is it like for you to be in the audience watching a show?
Completely captivating. I'm just like held in the entire time. And it's so interesting to see, because I've seen Hamilton twice, but it's so interesting to see the different variations of shows, because it's like, oh, well, I've heard, you know, the Broadway like official recording, and I'm like, well, it goes like this, and then you hear like the decisions that the actual performers that you're seeing live make, and it's wonderful to see the difference in the choices that they make.
What is your favorite musical?
Oh my goodness, my favorite musical, I don't even know if I could pick one. I love Six. I love Hamilton. So many.
Well, you know, when did you realize you had the ability to sing? Because a lot of us do not have this ability.
I mean, I've been goofing off singing my entire life, but I think when I actually decided to, like, start singing was eighth grade before I joined musical, which I actually made a pros and cons list to decide whether I wanted to do or not.
So, you know, Matt, you can't sing. No, we can't sing. So what is it about singers that interest you? Because you like the music as well.
I don't really know. I listen to a whole bunch of different kind of music. I listen to country music, rock music, rap music, Frank Sinatra. I'm big into Frank Sinatra. I listen to jazz music. I mean, it just, so I don't really know. I just, when you hear it, you just kind of know, I guess.
You enjoy it.
Yeah.
It can change your mood.
Yes.
Yeah, completely. Last night you performed a song you're going to do for us here in a couple minutes, but you... For people who, obviously this is radio, but you had a whole costume on.
Now,
how,
did.
Yeah. So tell us about the costume last night and how that fit the song.
Okay, so my song was Little Miss Perfect, and it's about this schoolgirl who's just perfect in every way. And so I did, you know, a plaid, typical schoolgirl costume, very goody two shoes, even had the little pigtails just to like show just like the typical nerd, the typical like perfect schoolgirl.
So how much does the costume figure into the song?
I think it adds so much to the song. Technically, you don't have to have it, but I love like telling a story when I sing. So I feel like just even for like myself, like less than the crowd, like I need to put myself in the character.
How do you feel about this Bravo competition? The big finale coming up this Thursday, 7 to 9.
I think it's a great opportunity. Honestly, I don't care if I win. I have never cared if I won. I just saw it as an opportunity to perform because I love performing with everything in me.
Do you get a camaraderie with the other people performing?
I haven't honestly talked to them a lot.
I bet not.
I mean, it's nice getting to know some people. There's the kid Gabriel who plays guitar. And he's really good. He came up to me after the show last night because I was wearing a pretty dark outfit and I had the pigtails. He's like, "You look like Wednesday." And I'm like,
from the Addams Family.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I did not realize, but, you know, just the little side comments here and there, but we haven't really had like full-on conversations.
Is there a competition going on, like a fierce competition?
I mean, I don't think so. They probably think there is. I think it's... We're all very supportive of each other because Austin King, the guy who's in charge of it all this year, he'll pull us into the back room just to talk about the next week after, you know, the night's over. And he'll just be like, you know, "I love all of you guys. All of you guys are great." And I mean, I think of us as more of like a group performing rather than like each individual person.
Well, I thought it was interesting because last night it did not feel like a competition, like other competitions do.
Right.
It just seemed more like a musical review.
I would agree with that. Last year was definitely a lot more competitive because they were doing eliminations. But this year, because we had so little people involved in it, last year we had 20, this year we have 8. So because we had so little, they wanted it to like fully show off those people.
Why do you think there were fewer people this year?
I'm not sure. I know one reason. They broadcasted it a lot more last year and advertised it a lot more. We didn't hear about even like the returning performers. The owner didn't mention it to us until like a week before. And last year, I'm pretty sure it was like 3 weeks before it started that they were, you know, pushing it out there and saying, "Hey, get the word out."
Were there any other people who were repeat performers?
Gabriel is one, and I'm not sure there was anybody else.
Who was the winner last year?
That would be Quentin Veach.
Okay, and do we know where he ended up?
Well, I mean, he's at Elgin.
He's still at Elgin.
He's still at
Performer.
Elgin.
Okay.
Yes,
still
I believe he's a senior this year.
Okay. What did you think gave him the edge last year?
He wrote his own song.
Oh.
Yeah. He, so for the final week, he just, he, also does the thing where he tells a story. He also plays guitar. So he has that talent on top of it. But he actually wrote his own song for the finale last year. I didn't get to hear it because I was in Florida at the time. But I heard that it was absolutely amazing. And now he's been posting on, I know he has an Instagram and he has a couple of other things, but he's been posting songs that he's been writing and trying to get his music out there.
Good for him. Yes. Good for him. So what can we expect for the big finale performance this coming week?
I think that people are going to pull out all of their talents. I mean, I think they're going to do like as much as they possibly can. It's kind of just been building up over the weeks. And I think especially after the coaches week, I think that was a good addition. Because after the coaches week, people realize, oh, well, maybe I need to work on this. I can do this. Like Piper, you know, they specifically mentioned, they're like, you know, you have that belting voice. You just need to do it. I can hear it there. You just need to do it. And I think that something like that's important because people don't realize it sometimes unless they're told. And I think that people like that can push themselves and actually like achieve it, and they would do great.
A lot of different ages in this program.
Yes.
Which I think is interesting. Do we know the age range?
I am not sure.
There's probably a 10-year age range.
Yeah, probably around there.
Yeah. What do you think, Matt, of the age range?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty neat. I mean, there's a lot of really young people around here that are more talented than I am. So that's always good. That's about what you want.
Yeah, and I think also that it's very interesting. There is a dancer in the program as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And do we know what happened to the one performer last night? There was one performer in the lineup who wasn't there last night.
Who was in the lineup?
Let's see. Who was it? Daisha Jenkins.
She actually has not done any of the weeks this year. She did it last year as well, but then she, I think, ended up being busy and couldn't do it.
Oh, okay. Well, we were just wondered because, you know, she was in the rundown here. Do you have a favorite this year other than yourself?
I love watching Gabriel perform and also Roman. Roman does a fantastic job. He sang Roar by Katy Perry last night, and it was so different than the things he's done. Like how he mentioned his coach wanted him to, you know, do something more upbeat because he's really good at, like, soul music, like the slower soul show off his voice. But with Roar, you know, he kind of got into it, and it was a really nice difference for him.
Now, last night, as you say, was Coaches Week. Now, this was a week when the coaches chose the songs. Do we know how the final week will go? Will you choose the song, or...?
We are choosing our own songs.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you have in mind what yours is going to be?
I do.
You do?
I actually know exactly what song I'm doing, but I am not telling anyone.
No, you don't have to tell. But why the song that you have chosen? Why are you going with this one?
Well, this is my last week to perform, and I just love this song and have been looking for an excuse to sing it.
So it'll be this week?
Yes.
This coming Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at Bucci's here in Marion, the Big Bravo competition, presented by the Marion Crawford Prevention Programs, this Youth Talent Scholarship Competition. Well, patience, we're going to get a lot of songs in here tonight. As many as we can. We love the live performance on radio, so I'm going to let you get ready here. But the first song is the one you sang last night.
Yes.
Yes. Little Miss Perfect. Matt, you enjoyed this?
Yes, good song.
So we will be ready for this song. Anytime you're ready, patience.
Perfect. Let me get connected.
Yep, get connected there, and we will go with that. You're tuned into WGH Talk Radio here. Matt, this is going to be fun. We heard this was the opening number last night. First number in the show. So a lot of fun. Again, Patience Delaney is the guest, one of the competitors in the Big Bravo competition over at Bucci's, which again, somebody asked this morning, Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m., with a whole cast of characters up there, dancer, singers, so on and so forth. But and feel free to move that microphone around if you like. You don't have to face the wall there. But here we are, WGH Talk Radio, singing Little Miss Perfect. What is Little Miss Perfect from?
So it was written by a group, I believe. There's a specific songwriter, but it's from a Write Out Loud group, and it's actually now being turned into a musical.
A musical.
Yes, so around it wasn't one before, but there. It's based off this song.
Here we go on WGH Talk Radio, Patience Delaney, Little Miss Perfect. Take it away.
Straight hair, straight A, straight forward, straight path. I don't cut corners, I make a point to be on time. Head of the student council, I don't black out at parties. I jam to Paul McCartney. If you ask me how I'm doing, I'll say, well, I was adopted when I was 2. My parents spoiled me rotten often. I ask myself, what did I do to get as far as I've gotten? A pretty girl walks by my locker. My heart gives a flutter, but I don't dare utter a word, 'cause that would be absurd behavior for Little Miss Perfect. No, 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 no. I can't risk falling off my throne. La, 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 love is something I don't even know. Straight hair, straight A's, straight forward, straight girl, Little Miss Perfect, that's me. One night, my friend stayed over. We laughed and drank and ordered. Something about her drew me in. What? It's totally platonic. That night was so exciting. Her smirks were so enticing. Hours speed by like seconds. Then what happens is iconic. She takes a sip, I bite my lip. She tells a joke, I nearly choke. She braids my hair, I sit there blacking out for the first time. Next thing I know, I lose control. I finally kiss her, but oh no, I see a face in my window. Then my brain starts to go, na 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 na. You can't risk falling off your throne. La 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 la. Love is something you don't even know. Na 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 na. You can't risk falling off your throne. La 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 la. Love, you don't even know. Rewind, induce amnesia. Deny the truth, it's easier. You're just confused, believe her. When she says there's nothing there, it's never worth it. When you're little,
Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk Radio, Little Miss Perfect. How about that, Matt?
That was great.
That was great. That is one of those songs. I love a song like that in which the lyrics move so fast. Is it hard to do a song like that?
Yes, hard.
I bet. You know, when the words are just how do you get that down, moving so fast?
Well, I've listened to the song for a long time, so the rhythm isn't what throws you off. It's the breath support and making sure I can breathe and have time to breathe in between the phrases.
You'd be on the floor, right, Matt?
Probably.
We'd need an oxygen tank in here.
Yeah.
That's a very difficult... People think that's not difficult. That is so difficult to sing a song like that.
I would agree.
Very, very difficult. Music is a fascinating thing, and hearing live music is also... You know, it can just change your whole mood, Matt.
Well, I think so. You know, live music is actually one of my favorite things. I go to a lot of concerts. Concerts are, you know, great.
They are. Now, the next song we're going to hear in a few minutes is Piano Man. Now, what's it like to sing a song that everybody knows as opposed to a song like this that maybe a few less people know than Piano Man?
It's honestly absolutely terrifying. Everyone has such high expectations from the sound, like the sound of the first chord played, that... They know what they expect, and they expect you to go above and beyond.
Well, and Piano Man is a song that everybody loves.
Yes.
Everybody loves. I've never heard that song when somebody has done it not get a reaction. People
love it. It's a very crowd-pleasing song.
It's a crowd... Why, do you think?
Well, the way Billy Joel wrote it is it's speaking to the crowd. It's kind of like the behind scenes, like my thoughts of what I see as a performer. So I think that him having those lines in there, speaking to the crowd, like it's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday. He's speaking to the crowd. People know it's talking about them. This is a song for a performer.
Now, when you approach a song like that, that was originally sang by a male, does that matter at all?
It does sometimes, because guys have a different range than girls typically do. So, like, their low notes for me may be a little out of my range, but I'm usually an alto. So I can hit some of the low notes, but it's the higher notes that throw me off. Because maybe I'll be okay singing something, like, up the octave when they're singing super low. But then, you know, they'll go high in their range, but then it's low in my range. And it's odd.
Yeah. Matt, what do you think? Male versus female singers. Different, it's like apples and oranges.
Yeah, I think that the women tend to obviously hit the higher notes, but I think that it, you know, it also tends to work for them. Not many male singers can do the high notes there.
You know, I have never noticed a song, though, that truly was not interchangeable. As long as somebody does it well, it works. Even if the lyrics don't necessarily make the sense for the opposite gender,
well,
it still works.
I would think it's mainly rhythm, beat, and timing. I don't think it really has anything to do with the way. I mean, I'm sure you could you know mess up the vocals and make a song terrible. But so long as you're doing it in rhythm and in, you know, I don't know, a correct octave or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, now, is it more difficult to perform a song people know or less difficult because they know it?
More difficult, I think, at least. Last week, I performed You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi, and it was a great song, but I was like, everyone knows this song. So if I don't kill it, they're going to walk out of here like, oh, well, I mean, she did this song, but it was just whatever.
Which song do you think has gotten the best reaction over the weeks of the program?
Overall or for me specifically?
For you.
For me. I think Bon Jovi. Because I did the headbanging, I'm flipping my hair, you know, rock and roll. I listened to a lot of, you know, older music growing up because of my parents. So, you know, I go to a lot of concerts too. So I, you know a lot of that stuff. And I'm like, if I'm doing Bon Jovi, I have to do the headbanging. You know, I have to flip my hair. I have to show it off.
So is a song more of a performance for you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, you just don't get up and sing the song. Some people just get up and sing the song.
I can't bring myself to do that. Even if you hit all the notes, you're not singing a song unless you're performing it and telling the story that's in the song. That's why we have music, is to tell that story, to convey that emotion. So if you're not doing that, you're not fully performing the song.
Matt, how do you feel about the performance of a song while the music's going on? Live music is very interesting.
Well, I mean, if I'm at like a concert or something, I have been to concerts where it's kind of they kind of just get up there and then they'll, you know, stand in spot and sing the songs, and that's good. You know, I came for the music. I like the music, obviously, but I tend to like the when people utilize the stage presence and, you know, do that whole thing.
You know, some in the late '90s, you mentioned I think Taylor Swift. I think she's not as bad as some of the singers were in the late '90s. But your Britney Spears's, your Christina Aguilera's, that whole group, who were very popular, number one singers at the time, it was all about the stage show. And people thought that the music, the lyrics, had really died because the music was piped in. And it was all about dancing and backup singers and snakes on a stage and things blowing up. I mean, it was a whole different era.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's fine. I guess if that's... I don't know. I'd prefer just the live music, personally. I like, yeah.
I remember seeing a Britney Spears concert at Nationwide Arena at her height.
Nice.
I'm telling you. The show rained in the place. It rained. She had a snake, a yellow snake. I don't know what that had to do with anything that was going on, but she had one. And there were people dancing all over the place. But there's no way she was singing. clear. I mean, she would be out of breath running around the stage like that with snakes and rain and things blowing up and all the dances she was doing. But we kind of tampered back from that after the late 90s.
I think, well, I don't really know why, but I mean, I bet there is a lot of production value in that. You probably do make more money if you just go out there with your band and play the songs yourselves, you know? You don't have to pay all the backup dancers and all the pyrotechnics and whatnot.
Do a lot of bands, patients, do you think, still pipe it in?
I think a lot of the new performers do, but, you know, I've seen Green Day, Billy Joel, I've seen them perform 3 Days Grace, and I can't see it. I can't see them, you know, just like faking it.
Well, I think Willie Nelson's still live when he performs.
I've seen a Willie Nelson concert.
And he's still live.
He still sings, yes.
Yes. And it doesn't sound like it once did because he's in his 90s.
No, he sounds just about the same. He just can't do a full concert. There was like so he sang like one song and then he'd switch and then I can't think of the other gentleman's name, but he was another just singer and he would sing the songs and you know Willie Nelson would just play the guitar for that one. But no, well, he sounds about the same, looks the same as he's always looked as far as I know.
Yeah, well I thought that was a phenomenon and that was also the era of the boy band. You know, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and that whole group. That's also kind of dissipated as time has went on. What era would you say we're in now, Patience, music-wise?
I think it's mostly pop music. Like, I don't know what specifically to call it, but I know that all of the most popular, just it's pop music. You know, you've got Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo has her tour now. And I know I had two friends that told me that they got tickets and two others that were mad at those friends because they got tickets. And I think that's just the new fad.
So who is the big thing right now?
Sabrina Carpenter's kind of gone downhill. Chapel Roan was big for a while, but I think that Olivia Rodrigo's coming back because she's doing her tour and people are just fangirling.
Is Taylor Swift just above it all? Always above it all?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so he's changed as the years have went on.
Smart.
It started
person.
With Taylor Swift, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. A little bit after she got her popularity doing more like country songs, but then, you know, she had You Belong With Me and she started getting into more pop and then Shake It Off came out and everyone loved that song, but it was kind of just like a feel-good song. Nobody actually like listen to the words or anything. It wasn't about the words like earlier when she sang, you know, Mean, talking about, you know, a mean guy telling a story. People, it was just a feel-good song. You can just, you know, enjoy it.
You know, the last album, she got a lot of criticism for the lyrics. The lyrics were a little risque, I guess they would. I didn't listen to it, but that's what we heard. What do you make of her going in that direction, being so a role model to so many young people?
I did not listen to the last album. I heard that it was bad. I heard a lot of it was bad. I think that you could take any music person and I think you could say, well, you're a role model. And it's like, okay, well, that's your fault for bringing, you know, a kid to a Green Day concert. I think it could happen for anybody. I think a lot of female singers especially try to get away from like that little girl aspect of it, especially like Disney stars. A lot of them do that too. But I think that just, you know, I don't necessarily love it, but if that's the way they want to go in their music career, then I think that's their decision.
She's fascinating in a way. The popularity she brought to the NFL and the Super Bowl. I mean, it's shocking in a way that it's the most watched Super Bowl of all time was the one that she attended, that her boyfriend, fiancé now, took part in.
Yes.
That's all you got, huh?
Well, it's a very upsetting Super Bowl, you know?
Well, I'm sorry to say that it's upsetting, but that's what happened.
Oh, well, you know,
I told you that she would be there. That would be the Taylor Swift poll. That's all we cared about.
I think that it'll have a comeback. See, this year was just a little rough because there was a whole drama over Bad Bunny being at the Super Bowl.
No, people didn't care about that.
So there was a whole drama with that, and I don't know why people cared. Just skip the halftime show at that point. But, you know, whatever.
People cared.
Oh, yeah, people cared enough to not watch.
But you're never going to top the Taylor Swift Bowl.
It's like the NFL had, when the whole Colin Kaepernick thing happened, you know, they had to, you know, they went downhill for that. Same concept.
But this went uphill.
No.
No, it went uphill for her. When she was
there, yeah, for her.
It was uphill.
Yeah, but she wasn't a controversy.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
She was a controversy?
Wasn't. That's what I said.
Wasn't in a controversy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's popular. She brought a whole new fandom in that will never come back.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, they came and then now they're gone too.
Right. That's why it will be the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
She only came in to rob us of Travis Kelce, okay?
Is he gone?
Not yet.
Has he passed away?
I think.
No, he's not. Is he still around?
He's gonna. No, he's not dead. But
thank God.
But I think he's gonna play one more year and then retire.
Oh, here we go again. You know, if they get there.
Look, all I'm saying is Taylor Swift done made that man a whole backup dancer, okay?
He
used to be the best tight end in the really NFL, and now he's just a fancy backup dancer.
He's a fancy backup dancer in a tuxedo.
Yes, in a tuxedo.
Yeah, that's embarrassing, isn't it, on your behalf? You love this football, you love this Super Bowl, and really your big guy now is just a backup dancer for Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was a bigger fan of Robert Gronkowski, so, you know, there's...
But, you know, you have to say that she was Time Magazine Person of the Year a couple of years.
Yes.
Person of the Year of all the people.
I still don't know why.
She changed the world.
I don't think she did, but okay.
What do you think it is, Patience? As you say, you're not a huge fan of her anymore, but I've seen pictures from these concerts. People pay thousands of dollars. She fills stadiums. The people are crying in the arena. I don't know. It's like a religious experience for these people.
I don't understand it. I really don't. But if that's what people enjoy. I don't even think they're going... you know, to see Taylor Swift anymore. I think they're going to say, I saw Taylor Swift. And there's also the thing of, like, the concert experience where they, you know, they trade bracelets and everything. I've seen tons of videos about people being like, yeah, I have my whole entire arm filled with bracelets so I can switch them with people at the Taylor Swift concert. And it's just, it's a whole experience for people.
We've got about 13 minutes left
this
hour.
It's a cult.
No, well, I don't know if it's a cult.
I'm telling you, that's what cults do.
It's
right
not
there.
Quite on the level of Starbucks. It's not quite on the level of Starbucks.
That's another cult. I can see that one.
There
too,
is
yes,
a cult
Starbucks.
There, I'll tell you. There's a cult at the Starbucks.
And but, 7 Blue, they're up there now, too.
Well, I don't know if they're a cult.
Oh, I don't know. You should see them. They're wrapped every morning.
I want to make sure we get two more. So we got a whole other hour coming up next hour, by the way, during the 9 o'clock hour, and Patience will be here with us. But we want to get Piano Man in here and another one before we wrap up this hour. Patience, if you're ready, Piano Man.
Okay.
All right, the Billy Joel classic. You know it. You love it. You've heard it. And now you're going to hear it live on the program performed by Patience Delaney, the legendary song from Billy Joel, Piano Man. Here on WGH Talk Radio.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La la diddy da, la la diddy da da da. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Oh, la, la, da, dee, da. La, la, da, dee, da, da, da. Now, Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with Davy, who's still in the Navy, and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessman slowly gets stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness. But it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. It's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile. 'Cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer. And they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la, la, da-dee-da. Da 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 dee da da da. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right.
Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk Radio. Piano Man, one of the all-time greats. Great song, Matt.
Yes.
Yes. Whoa. There you go. You came with that one. Holy moly. You know, this is fun because radio was based upon live performances in the early days, and it's fun to do a live performance on radio. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes. I'm loving it.
Now, did you get a message there during the song?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I thought a message must have came through. But sounded great.
I knew that it was a little quiet, but my speaker, because it had sat so long, decided to not work. Well, so I had to press a button, and then it was fine.
Then it went right up, and everything was good after that. But people are enjoying it out there in listener land tonight, which is a good thing, so we certainly appreciate that. We only have 6 minutes left in this first hour. We want to get in it. We've only done two songs so far. Which one do you want to do this hour, to round out the hour?
Well, we're on kick with some oldies. How about You Give Love a Bad Name?
There we go. You Give Love. Now tell people about this song who might not know.
I love this song. It's everyone knows this song, but you don't realize how much fun you're having while you're listening to it. And I found out last week when I performed this that I don't listen to the words of rock songs. I just enjoy
it. Oh, does this have some interesting lyrics?
Not this one specifically, but I realized I didn't know the words.
Oh, you didn't know the words, just didn't know
the
words.
I learned them, obviously, but I realized I didn't know the words until I was going through, because I got 80s classic rock as my category last week, and I'm just like, okay, 80s classic rock, yeah, I'm like, I know a ton of, you know, classic rock, and then I was like, okay, but I don't know the words of this song, or this one. Because, you know, everyone knows the chorus, but then it's like the verses, you kind of tune out again. You're just enjoying the music.
And the original singer of this?
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Still out there singing, I believe.
Well, that's what's up. Yeah, Bon Jovi's still working.
All right, so you give love a bad name here to wrap up the first hour tonight, but we've got a whole nother hour coming up here after the break. We're going to get some news and weather in at the top of the hour, but we're coming back at 9:15, so don't go anywhere. A Bon Jovi classic here, You Give Love a Bad Name, Patience Delaney on WGH Talk Radio. Take it away, Patience.
There's 1 second.
Oh, we're in,
yeah, there we go.
We're in a holding pattern, but it's okay. Don't worry. It's live radio, folks. You gotta give us a break. It's live.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name. An angel smile is what you sell. You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me. When passion's a prison, you can't break free. Oh, you're a loaded gun. Yeah. Oh, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me, the damage is done. Shot through the heart and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. I play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name. You give love a bad name. Paint your smile on your lips, blood red nails on your fingertips. A schoolboy's dream, you act so shy. Your very first kiss was your first kiss goodbye. Whoa, you're a loaded gun. Oh, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me, the damage is done. Shot through the heart and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. I play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name. You give love. You're to blame. You give love a bad name. I play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name. Shot through the heart and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. I play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name. You give love. You give love a bad name. You give love. You give love a bad name. You give love. You give love a bad name.
very nice. Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk Radio, a Bon Jovi classic. Matt, what do you think?
Oh, I loved it. It was great.
Very good. A good way to end the hour. Patience will be performing at the Bravo competition, during the Bravo competition, at Bucci's down on Center Street on Thursday night, the big finale, the big competition, 7 to 9 p.m. this coming Thursday as we head into Memorial Day weekend. We're going to step out for news and weather. Patience is going to stick with us. We're going to have much more music, much more fun stuff right around the corner. Go get some cheese and dip and whatever else you can get during the break. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and